Hello and welcome to Richard August, the Autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible saith this. Today's reading shall be from Exodus chapters 19 through 21. We begin in brief prayer. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still pure retain, let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me. And we begin in Exodus chapter 19. And this is from the Bible I've been using, the Geneva Bible, 1560 edition. Exodus chapter 19. In the third month after the children of Israel were gone out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they departed from Rephidim, and came to ye desert of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Even there Israel camped before the mount. But Moses went up unto God, for ye Lord hath called out of the mount unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I carried you upon eagles' wings, and have brought you unto me. Now therefore, if ye will hear my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be my chief treasure above all people, though all the earth be mine. Ye shall be unto me also a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Moses then came and called for the elders of the people, and proposed unto them all these things, which the Lord commanded him. And the people answered together and said, All that the Lord hath commanded we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people unto the Lord. And ye Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear, whilst I talk with thee, and that they may also believe thee forever. For Moses had told the words of the people unto the Lord. Moreover, the Lord said unto Moses, Go to the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and let them be ready on the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set marks unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up to the mount, nor touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall surely die. No hand shall touch it, but he shall be stoned to death, or stricken through with darts. Whether it be beast or man, he shall not live. When the horn bloweth long, they shall come up unto the mountain. Then Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready on the third day, and come not at your wives. And the third day, when it was morning, there was thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the sound of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp was afraid. Then Moses brought the people out of the tents to meet with God, and they stood in the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was all on smoke, because the Lord came down upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and all the mount trembled exceedingly. And when the sound of the trumpet blew long, and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by voice. For the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and when the Lord called Moses up into the top of the mount, Moses went up. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge ye people, that they break not their bonds, to go up to the Lord to gaze, lest many of them perish. And let the priests also which come to the Lord be sanctified, lest the Lord destroy them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up into the Mount Sinai, for thou hast charged us, saying, set marks on the mountain, and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Go, get thee down, and come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priests and the people break their bounds to come up unto the Lord, lest he destroy them. So Moses went down to the people and told them. Chapter 20, Exodus chapter 20. Then God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt make thee no graven image, neither any similitude of things that are in heaven above, neither that are in the earth beneath, nor that are in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, neither serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third generation, and upon the fourth of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of ye Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maid, nor thy beast, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be prolonged upon ye land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maid, nor his ox, nor his ass, neither anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunders, and the lightnings, and the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they fled and stood afar off. And said unto Moses, Talk thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God talk with us, lest we die. And then Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, that his fear may be before you, that ye sin not. So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near into the darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, Ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make therefore with me gods of silver, nor gods of gold. You shall make you none. An altar of earth you shalt make unto me, and thereon shalt offer thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, in all places where I shall put the remembrance of my name. I will come unto thee and bless thee. But if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stones. For if thou lift up thy soul upon them, thou hast polluted them. For if thou lift up thy tool upon them, thou hast polluted them. Neither shalt thou go up by steps up to mine altar, that thy filthiness be not discovered thereon. Finally, chapter 21. Now these are the laws which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came himself alone, he shall go out himself alone. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master hath given him a wife, and she hath borne him sons or daughters, The wife and her children shall be her masters, but he shall go out himself alone. But if the servant say thus, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges, and set him to the door, or to the post, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him for ever. Likewise, if a man sell his daughter to be a servant, he shall not go out as the men servants do. If she please not her master, who hath betrothed her to himself, then he shall cause to buy her. He shall have no power to sell her to a strange people, seeing he despised her. But if he hath betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her according to the custom of the daughters. If he take him another wife, he shall not diminish her food, her raiment, and her recompense of her virginity. And if he do not these three unto her, then shall she go out free, paying no money. He that smiteth a man, and he die, shall die the death. And if a man hath not laid wait, but God hath offered him to his hand, into his hand, then I will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with guile, thou shalt take him from mine altar, that he may die. Also he that smiteth his father or his mother shall die the death. And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, if it be found with him, shall die the death. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall die the death. When men also strive together, and one smite another with a stone, or with the fist, and he die not, but lieth in bed, if he rise again and walk without upon his staff, then shall he that smote him go quiet, save only he shall bear his charges for his resting, and he shall pay for his healing. And if a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be surely punished. But if he continue a day or 2 days, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. Also, if men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her child depart from her, and death followeth not, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband shall appoint him, or he shall pay as the judges determine. But if death follow, then thou shalt pay life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And if a man smite his servant in the eye, or his maid in the eye, and hath perished it, he shall let him go free for his eye. And also if he smite out his servant's tooth, or his maid's tooth, he shall let him go out free for his tooth. If an ox gore a man or a woman, that he die, the ox shall be stoned to death, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall go quiet. If the ox were wont to push in times past, and it hath been told his master, and he hath not kept him, and after he killeth a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner shall die also. If there be set to him a sum of money, then he shall pay the ransom for his life, whatsoever shall be laid upon him. Whether he hath gored a son, or gored a daughter, he shall be judged after the same manner. If the ox gore a servant or a maid, he shall give unto their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. And when a man shall open a well, or when he shall dig a pit and cover it not, and an ox or an ass fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good, and give money to the owners thereof, but the dead beast shall be his. And if a man's ox hurt his neighbor's ox, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox, and divide the money thereof, and the dead ox also they shall divide. or if it be known that the ox hath used to push in times past, and his master hath not kept him, he shall pay ox for ox, but the dead shall be his own. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This has been Yea, the Bible Saith This. Please join me tomorrow for continued reading in the book of Exodus.